Tom and Loggy, today, Thursday the 13th of May. Tomorrow, Friday the 14th of May. Yeah. That's how calendars work.
Yes.
Saturday, 15th of May.
Yes.
Anything popping up in the calendar for you there?
Yeah, I've got something popping up.
What do you got popping up?
I've got to run.
You got to run. You got the Keys of Great Ocean Road Running Festival.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You're a Keys of girl and... And in discussions with them, yeah. You've decided, yep, you're going to have a go, aren't you?
Well, they've inspired me that I can do it.
Right. So what are you doing? Tell us what you're doing.
I'm doing a 6K run.
Amazing.
Apollo Bay.
Yeah.
The weather is apparently absolutely atrocious, but you know what? Right. You never say die.
And also, you won't overheat.
Yeah, which I'm known to do. Yeah. Also works well for the thighs slapping together, you know, the chafe. Well, it'll just the thighs will just slide past each other.
It's very graphic. Can you please not describe it like that?
Sorry.
So I thought, because, you know, we've known about this for quite a while.
Yeah.
How long ago do you reckon you decided to?
Oh, 6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah. So I thought we would get some sort of, like, progressive update, follow Lockie's journey from no to go kind of kind of arrangement.
Yeah.
However, we've not really had many updates from you on how it's all going, and I'm just concerned because you have mentioned to me a couple of times you're a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
All right. So we're what, two sleeps away?
Yeah. Is it? Damn.
Yeah. 36 hours or so ish. Maybe maybe 48 hours.
So
right.
So I should go for a run.
48 hours. I think, right. You should go for a run, but you should also get some advice.
Yeah.
From a professional.
Okay.
So on the line now, he's been very patient. I've had him waiting for quite a while. It's Ballarat's own Commonwealth gold medal winning Steve Monaghetti.
No, it's not.
Morning, Steve.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Loggy.
Is it really?
It's been a marathon performance just in the lead up.
Yeah.
Oh. It sounds like you've done a lot of talking, not enough running.
Wow. I'm a bit taken aback. I mean, you know, I have your poster on my walls, inspiration. This is a really big deal.
Someone said there's lots of holes in it from all those darts you've been throwing at it. So is that right?
Yeah, and maybe. But look, this is the thing. What? When does the carb loading start, Steve? Can I start tonight? Or?
Yeah, I think it's too late for any loading. I think you're done. I think you just have a good time and you just come and enjoy the atmosphere. I reckon soak up the atmosphere because you might be in a world of pain.
Wow.
Right. Soak up the atmosphere before and soak up the atmosphere afterwards, I reckon.
Okay.
Hey, it's great that you're getting involved. It'll be a beautiful weekend. It is looking like the weather's not going to be great, but at least you were exercising and warming up, so you'll be fine.
Yes. Mm.
Steve. Give us some tips, mate. What can she do? You know, especially because we've all been there, right, where we've been running and you get to that point where you're like, you know what, it's not worth it. I'm just going to stop.
Yeah.
How do you push through that kind of gear?
Yeah, and if that happens once a gun goes, then you're in a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
But hopefully that happens sort of along the journey. Now you'd be fine. It's 6K and it's beautiful. You're actually running out towards paradise.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you don't get to paradise and you've got to turn around and you've got to leave paradise and come back. So, no, you just get on. There's not much you can do now. You've been doing a bit of strength work.
You'll be
fit and aerobically you'll be okay, but you just that'll just remember that mental strength of knowing that we're all going to be watching you and looking at you and hanging shit on you if you don't finish, all of those positive reinforcements that you need along the way.
Amazing. I mean, this just eases any anxiety I had. It's really good. you know how I know of a lot of mates who've done marathons and they take like lollies with them. Am I able to do that on a 6K or is it kind of, am I not allowed to take sugar with me on the run?
Of course you are.
Yeah, okay,
you
good.
Might be out there for as long as a marathon, so you probably need all the help you can get. So you can take plenty of lollies. Take a backpack. Take a day pack.
Steve, I've heard that, you know, part of marathon running is just keep going kind of thing. And so it doesn't matter really how fast you're going. Obviously, if you want to win, it does. But if you just want to finish, it doesn't matter how fast you're jogging. And you can actually jog slower than you walk. Is that true?
Yeah, no, that's true. And, you know, I have a saying where you're either walking or you're running. So if you're not walking, you're running. And it doesn't matter what pace you're doing. And it's just great to get out there and, you know, push yourself a little bit and see, challenge yourself, see what you can do. So, you know, when the gun goes, you put one foot in front of the other. That way you're closer to the finish line, and then you just keep doing that for half an hour, and, you know, you'll be right. Before you know it, you'll be back at the finish line.
I'm keeping this. I'm going to keep that bit of audio and put it on my iPhone, and I'm just going to constantly replay it. I'm very excited that you've had a chat to me today, Steve. Wow, Tom kept me in the dark, but what? That was great.
I'm also going to put on your phone the hanging shit bit.
That'd
be motivation. Look, we've got to wrap it up and get to 7:30 news, mate, but it's going to be a big festival across the 2 days, lots of free activities. There's two hubs as well, Apollo Bay and Lawn, isn't there?
There is, Tom, yeah. Lots of other things to do, but also some trail runs this year, marathons, half marathons, really busy runs. I'll have a run in the 14K on Saturday, so just a great weekend. Good to see mass participation events back.
Yes, it is indeed. And everybody, you can still register if you want to run. All the details at greatoceanroadrunfest.com.au. But even if you're not into the running side of things, just get down there and see all the free activities and get involved at the hubs. Thanks so much for your time and your encouraging words.
Thank you.
Steve Monaghan.
Good to chat, Tom. See you later.